This is Morning Edition from NPR News in Los Angeles. I'm Renee Montaigne. Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator of Iraq, is expected at the White House today for urgent discussions on the political situation in Iraq. U.S. plans for handing over a sovereignty to an Iraqi government by the end of June have been strongly criticized by an influential Iraqi Shiite Muslim cleric. The Bush administration is trying to figure out what to do ahead of a meeting on Iraq at the United Nations this coming Monday. NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
What message will Bremer be bringing to the White House?
Basically, that the U.S. plan for the transition to Iraqi sovereignty needs to somehow be revised. Right now, the idea is that provincial caucuses in Iraq would pick a transitional legislature. But there's a very influential Shiite cleric here, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who does not like that. He's said in several strong public statements that he wants direct elections. And the U.S. is now trying to figure out if they can do anything, anyway, rejigger the plan to keep everyone at least not unhappy enough to stir up more violence here.
The U.S. has been paying a lot of attention to this particular cleric. Why?
Ayatollah al-Sistani is the most revered Shiite leader in Iraq. Clearly, he's not elected, but nobody is yet. And this man has very significant clout with thousands of Shia Muslims. There were demonstrations yesterday, for example, in Basra, tens of thousands of people out on the street showing support for Sistani's position for direct elections. Now, the Iraqi Governing Council members say that they believe there is room to negotiate with Sistani. One Governing Council member who consulted with the Ayatollah over the weekend said that at the end of their meeting, Sistani said, if elections are impossible to hold by the handover date, the end of June, do what's best. Sistani's people are not taking that kind of conciliatory note in public, so it's hard to say exactly what his line in the sand is. There are also suspicions in Iraq that the timeline for the handover, getting it back to the Iraqi people by the end of June, has more to do with the U.S. election schedule than what's good for Iraq, and so that helps push people towards Sistani's arguments.
What are U.S. concerns about Iraq holding elections?
Well, U.S. officials and Iraqi officials both are concerned that there isn't the mechanism in place to hold elections that would be considered free and fair and wouldn't be open to dispute after the fact in time for this end of June transfer of power. There hasn't been an accurate census here in a long time, and that's important if you want a government where a certain number of people each get one representative, for example. There's no election law. There's no law about political parties, how they would be operated, how they would campaign. The members of the Governing Council say that if they do go ahead and do elections for a transitional legislature, then they may have to delay the handover date, which is something that the U.S. definitely does not want to do, and members of the Governing Council don't either. They're concerned that would stir up even more anger in Iraq, which is probably quite true. The ideas they're considering for ways to rejigger the current caucus plan rather than hold elections for a transitional parliament are quite vague at the moment, but some things that have been put out there are possibly expanding the list of candidates from whom the caucuses could choose, maybe let anybody nominate themselves as a potential member of parliament, possibly even just televise the caucuses so people could, if they were interested, have a sense that this was an open process. But all of those things are going to be part of the White House discussion today and certainly discussions at the UN on Monday.
How much is the United Nations now involved?
That is the question, really. How much will they be involved? They're very gingerly looking at in what way and when to come back to Iraq. This meeting on Monday is to look at the overall possibilities of how the UN could come back to Iraq. And this sort of crisis in how to shape the transition has brought the question of the UN to a head. There is definitely a belief among Iraqi officials and some U.S. officials that if the UN somehow approves whatever is worked out as the right way to pick a transitional government or gets involved in that process, that may help convince Sistani to go along with it. But the UN has been very reluctant to get too closely associated with the occupation government, and they don't want to get caught up in taking sides in Iraqi politics. And also, it's not clear at all that the security situation is stable enough for the UN to feel comfortable returning before Iraqis have power, perhaps afterwards as well.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Pleasure, Renee.